Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. May you get what you deserve. How awful. If Jesus was manifested in this world and then ascended to his throne in order to make sure that we got what we deserve. Ephesians 2 reminds us that by nature we are dead in trespasses and sins and can only deserve the wrath of God. You know, Paul could have easily felt that he had every reason to bemoan his present state, to doubt that Christ's glorious epiphany could offer him or anyone grace and peace. He had been worshiping Jesus, seeking to preserve unity of the church, and for that, he was almost torn in two by a rioting mob. The Roman soldiers did rescue him, but for what? To be thrown in prison for almost a year because of false accusations and plots against his life. That finally came to a head, but only to be shipping him off then to Rome for a further trial. And what happens? They're shipwrecked. And then he does get to Rome for what? You think our judicial system is slow? He is in chains for about 2 years before coming to trial. And yet Paul's greeting is not, may you get what you deserve. But rather, looking up to the heavenly places in Christ, he shares this amazing greeting. Grace and peace to you. Grace is God giving us in Christ what we can never deserve. Peace is every thought and feeling of assurance by that grace. That grace and peace then is only given, can only be certain in Jesus Christ. He was manifested in order to bring you into the heavenly places. Not the materialistic dreams of this world that too easily become our fantasies, nor the tribulations of this world that too easily lead us to shake our fist at God. Jesus walked away from both materialistic fantasies and blaming God. He did that so that he could be your righteousness, opening those heavenly places for you. What a cause then for eternal praise. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And that is not just some pie in the sky at some time. Well, now it's just dried up crumbs. No. The heavenly places referred to is the whole heavenly rule of God's grace in Christ in everything. Now. And notice the sweeping every every spiritual blessing, every assurance, every blessing that we need. And first and foremost among them, Paul continues, the Father chose us in Him. In Him. The one who was found worthy to receive that throne in heaven because He became the Lamb that was slain for you. Before the foundation of the world, the Father chose us, chose you to be His own in Christ Jesus. Do you? Do we shy away from the doctrine of election because we think, oh, that's too hard for me? You know, what the Bible says about the election of grace is really very simple. Our Father, purely out of His own grace, chose us, chose you. Though we deserve to be cast out, He sent Jesus to bring you and me into those heavenly places. The election of grace is only a hard saying when man tries to view it from his own reason rather than from the blood of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. By his reason, man says, hey, there's a contradiction between 1 Timothy, God desires all men to be saved, and this text, God chose us. But the Lamb was indeed slain for all, and therefore He was slain for you. Jesus is indeed ruling to seek and to save everyone, therefore you. He desires that no one would die, therefore He desires that you will not die. His grace is universal. And it's because this Lamb is ruling with that universal grace that each one of you can know for certain this grace is yours. The mighty blood of the Lamb, His grace, pours out peace. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Grace and peace to you. It's addressed to the saints. How does it go on? Even the believers in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you. What an amazing greeting. To the most feeble faith, God says, here are your adoption papers to be My own child standing before Me in heaven through Jesus Christ. Standing before Me as holy as He Himself is. Yes, the mighty blood of the Lamb's grace pours out peace. A grace and peace that stirs us to sing the praise of His glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 465, stanzas 1 and 4.